Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Good. Bob, we had another...
Is that with the president?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another problem here on the... allegedly, your guy told Garment and Chappie and Bazaar that the four-pager...
What?
A four-page extract or document that he had seen... come out that he would have been very upset and it would have been extremely damaging.
I don't know what that would be.
Either.
It was something of mine or something
of
John's?
No, something of yours. Something of yours that you had either given to him or shown him.
Okay, I know what it is.
You know what it is?
Yep.
Is it the 21st?
Yep.
The extract of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's clear.
I'll tell you the reason for that. No.
No, not that.
Oh, good God, no. No. You're talking about the, I know it. Not that thing, no. It wasn't. It was, what it is it's not the 21st, it's the, it's a phone call.
Phone call.
From Dean. Dean makes to me where he outlines his theory of the case, and it's on about the 26th, I think.
I see.
When he's up at Camp David.
Right.
And we're down at Key Biscayne.
Right.
And Dean is spelling out to me what he thinks the Watergate case is at that point. And I then
Hold on 1 second, please, Bob. On the 21st thing, the president wanted you to tell me how you viewed that change.
What do you mean, how I viewed it?
What, you know, how much damage you think's involved. And
in the 21st?
Yeah, on the 21st exchange.
Well, I think it's difficult to explain. He knows that.
Difficult to explain.
Yeah, I think it can be done if it comes out, we'll just have to deal with it, but there's no reason for it to come out.
Right, right. Yeah, okay, well.
I think that the lawyers don't even know about.
They don't?
No.
Uh-huh.
The 21st thing they don't.
Yeah.
He does.
Okay.
The thing they have anything on is that, anything that's a conversation with the president, they have, from me at least, they have nothing on.
I see.
What they have is the thing on the 26th, which was a conversation I had with Dean.
Okay.
Which was reported to the president, and which, the notes of which are in the president's file, and which I consider to be covered by executive privilege. And
right.
That are also.
Sure. Okay, that's...
They were using that kind of stuff to try and shake these guys up, because I'll tell you that they were very alarmed when they went in there and were confronted with, have you told the president about this new policy? See, that's what gave rise to all this.
They were trying to shake up...
Our lawyers were trying to shake up your lawyers.
I got you.
Because our lawyers were very distressed with the idiocy of the approach that your lawyers had come up with. Which was this proposal, it was a two-sentence thing, eliminating all executive privilege.
I got you now.
And our guys figured we got real trouble.
Okay.
And in order to convince these clowns that they had real trouble, they lobbed a few bombs across their bow.
Bob, we better put Bazaar in touch with your guy. Get Garment out of this thing. And
I couldn't agree with you more. You
sit down and talk.
That's the solution, and I think you ought to put Bazaar in touch with me, too.
Right, exactly.
As well as my lawyer.